I don't have much of an intro yet there. I know that's kind of lame. I'm Matt Stooks. This is my podcast, and it's my first podcast since I had a radio show. So it's going to be a little bit interesting. You know, you're used to doing it live right there, and you have your sound clips in one computer, and you have your mess of something else in your head, and it all just kind of goes together. Well, when you're doing it at home, it's a little bit different. I guess you could set it up so that you're live, but it's just it's such a I don't know, creepier experience, because you're really talking to nobody now, you know. You know, I mean, well, there were questions, you know, while I had a show anyway about that, but you really know for a fact that you're talking to yourself as you're recording these things, so it puts you in kind of an awkward place. So there you go. If you have any ideas for an intro on the show, shoot them my way. That'd be nice of you. Basically, what I wanted to spend the most of the time today on was karaoke housewarming. That's what we're calling this podcast today. We are being me and my other, you know, people that hang out here. Hey guys, what's up?
Yeah, man.
Okay, yeah, that was. No, I'm just here. So anyway, went to my friend Chris's house this weekend. On Saturday, he had a karaoke housewarming party. I don't know if it was really branded that way, but that's really what it kind of turned into. I decided to be the douchebag who brings a mini disc recorder to get the entire thing. Now, bringing a recorder with you to a party, you're going to get some looks and everything, and it's a mini disc recorder, right? And so people, you got to be thinking, you're using a mini disc? What year is this? And I didn't even know those things lasted longer than a year. You know, it's really kind of weird, and I'm looking into the situation. We'll see what happens there, but it has decent quality audio on it, so you know you can't hate on it too much. However, when I play this back for you, there is some feedback going on in there at some points, just in lulls of conversation. And that was just a result of the weird kind of hacked karaoke machine that involved an old computer, a TV monitor, and some karaoke songs, of course. Anyway, it all turned out enjoyable. There's some good conversation here. There's some brilliant singing. It's all just a nice edited down thing. I had to go through 2 hours. 2 hours of content to find all this stuff. Luckily, 2-hour drive from Kansas City back to Manhattan, so I can pack up this week and move. I was able to catch it all there, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. Karaoke housewarming.
John, are you going to karaoke yet?
Calm down.
You can't rush perfection.
Thanks for the help there.
Welcome to the jungle. Feel my.
jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your knees in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Thank God you got that tongue pierced. Watch it bring it to you. It's gonna bring you down. Slut.
I don't know anybody that's more of a douchebag than Stoogs.
Does anybody even know who that is?
Play it. Let's figure it out.
There's a very large list. I am not you up.
Who?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
You say what?
This guy here.
You know him, Bobby.
There's that, and there's another list. There's some tunes over here.
I cannot name you a fucking song. I want to go back to the name.
Name some songs, John.
What a Wonderful World.
There you go.
That's fucking Stevie Wonder. There's a kind of hush, up and away, What a Wonderful World, When I Say Goodnight, Winter Wonderland, Ten Guitars,
be so sweet.
Mona Lisa, Spanish Eyes. I don't think I'm going to play this motherfucker.
Thank you. What is your song? It's a classic.
Big Country by Big Country. It's not like a real hard song.
She wouldn't sing that either.
Yeah, I think she would try.
If it was on the book, she'd sing it. I'd back her ass up, but
she wouldn't say it when I found the mini file.
This wasn't mine, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, you, dude. Fuck Love Shack, mother.
Standing.
This feedback is so beautiful, by the way.
If you'd like to fix it, you're welcome. It's pretty classic. And I'll make it over there, but this will pop up in like 2 seconds. And this vodka could get right on top of a guy.
For example, Exhibit A.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to what? Team Roof! Rusty! Love Shack!
Wow. What did he do to the lemonade?
No.
No, that's why we cut the top off of the vodka bottle and filled it with orange juice. And then poured it into our cups for some.
Because these guys were like, no, we don't want any orange juice in our vodka.
Wow.
He made sure that wasn't going to happen.
Get her.
Let's do it. I don't know what the f*** this is, but I'm going to sing the whole thing so she'll sing Pat Benatar.
The whole thing, Doug.
That was awesome. That was good.
That's pretty cool.
Just the multi-thrust spray.
What are you doing?
No.
Bye.
And sing?
You have to sing it.
That's
yeah,
your
that's voice. Right.
But it ain't no lie. No, not baby. We wanna make it tough.
Nice.
I just wanna tell you that I had enough. If my sounds crazy, but it ain't no lie.
Baby, yeah, I got you. I got you.
You can't get through the streets. Now I know you can't. I baby, yeah. I've never heard this. All right, little Pat Benatar now. Here we go.
Or Pat.
I don't even think
Pat,
I know this.
Pat Chicoine would be good too.
Oh, this is delicious. Matt.
What?
Take a bite.
What the f*** is that? No, get that away from me.
You're gonna puke.
F***ing delicious.
No, nah, I'm feeling good.
What are you doing with this? I'm very intrigued.
What?
Big old cooler you brought out.
Oh, just see, you got and your the, egg roll? You the sickening food you just put in your mouth.
You just ate the other half
of it. That's disgusting.
I don't know. We're going to have another one now. I
what do you mean another one?
He doesn't puke into that.
Dude, I just love these egg rolls.
You know there's no vodka in there, right?
It's only funny because I knew what he was going to do.
Oh, I don't care what it is. It's good.
Yeah. It's good lemonade. I'll give you that.
You got it?
It's very good lemonade. Yeah.
No.
It's going to spill.
The answer is no.
Am I really helping the situation?
Do you want some?
No, definitely not.
John, eat it.
Matt.
Get that away from me. I don't want anything to do with that.
You can have it all if you have to.
I don't have
to. Egg roll in the pocket.
Oh, that was so good.
Mm-hmm. It's damn good.
I know. Everybody made fun of me, but I'm in heaven now because of it.
Now, there were a couple of things in there that probably need a little bit of explaining for you. I'm just going to try to remember real quick in my head. Great audio quality in the apartment, by the way. Really nice. I always wanted more reverb on my voice. In fact, that's why I left the radio station. I said, hey, I need a lot of reverb. And they said, no, we don't do reverb here. And I said, okay, that's it. Sorry, it's been a lot of fun, but I got to have my reverb. So anyway, that's why we sound like we're in. I'm not doing this on the toilet, per se. It may sound like it, you know, with the content and the echo and everything. Anyhow, to clear up what was going on there. John was the guy with the egg rolls. Now, he had, I think he went to the Chinese buffet for dinner or something. It was a $10 buffet, and so, you know, he didn't want to get ripped off, so he wrapped up two egg rolls into napkins and put them in his pocket. So that was at dinner time for him, and I don't know what time that was happening at. Was that 1 or 2 in the morning? I don't know. It's kind of one of those nights. So, yeah, those egg rolls were sitting in his pocket that entire time. He's trying to get people to eat them. Chris was into it. He seemed to like it. The vodka bottle. This is really interesting. When I went and bought this bottle of vodka, I had called Chris beforehand and said, well, what's your alcohol situation like? And he said, we could use some vodka. And I said, well, like how much? And he's like, yeah, we could use some vodka. And he was really kind of insistent on this vodka thing. So I was like, how about a half gallon? And he's like, yeah, sure, whatever. So bring it over. And I made a note that on the bottle of this Barton's vodka, this $10 half gallon, it says a new shatterproof bottle. A shatterproof bottle. And and you're thinking, like, well, are these other plastic bottles of vodka not shatterproof? You know, it's not like Barton's has been in glass recently. Not in my vodka career, which has been extensive, I guess you would say. I found that really interesting. I was like, what, is someone going to like try to shatter the vodka bottle at the end of the night and start doing some stabbing with that? Like the old beer bottle in the saloon type deal? So, anyway, that same vodka bottle, later on, if you heard in the podcast or in the clips there, that Chris had cut the top off of the vodka bottle. And somehow, I don't know how much orange juice he poured in there, but apparently he poured a decent amount of orange juice into this vodka bottle to make this weird, like really gross, disgusting looking drink. Okay. Oh, yeah. And the cooler deal. If you heard, he took the cooler outside. It's one of those big yellow coolers that you see with the big yellow round ones that you can put drinks in. It was like filled with lemonade. It has the spout there at the bottom. So he took that outside and was like trying to bounce it on this post on like the stairs of his deck. And they're almost falling. You know, I'm putting my hand on the other side trying to prop this thing up. And man, it was just one of those nights. That was a great time. All right, now on to some other business here real quick to wrap it up. I do have a new way for you to get in contact with the show that I would like you to try out one way or the other. I'm using Skype now, and I have a Skype number, which I should know off the top of my head, but...
Let me go and click, see what I want, okay?
It's a number that you can call, and it rings through to my computer, and so there's an indicator on my website at mattstukes.com that says if I'm online or if I'm offline or whatever... you can call that number, or if you're sophisticated enough to have Skype, you could Skype me also. But anyhow, there's a number where you can call, and I'd appreciate if you want to take note of it or just go to the website to check it out. It's at mattstukes.com, or if you have a good memory, it's 785-727-2291. Yeah, that's a Lawrence number. Skype lets you get some phone numbers, and they don't let you get others, and the Kansas City area... area codes weren't available, so amazingly I was able to sneak in and get a Lawrence number, and then it was like the last one that they gave out for Lawrence last night, so it was anyhow, it's set up, the stars aligned for me to get it, and there you go, it's 785-727-2291, or just go to the website and check it out. You can look up what's my phone number spell or something, you can see what your phone number spells. You know, so you can try to make it catchy. Like our old voicemail line was 370-HACK, which fit perfectly. So I tried doing it. It says like Papa 1 or something like that. I don't know. It didn't make any sense. So it's just a number. You can go to the website to find it. So if it says I'm online, you can call me. I'm sitting at the computer. I've got the microphone in front of me like a total loser. And if I'm not online, then you can call and it will go to the voicemail. So either way, you can... participate and help everybody else out and give us some entertaining stuff. So as a matter of fact, I got a voicemail on it last night, my first call on it, which was exciting. You know, obviously I'm calling it myself a lot with the cell phone. Oh, this is cool, because you can record on it and everything. So it's terrible timing. I was away from the computer last night, and we got a little voicemail.
Mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale, for I am the man who delivers your mail.
I see how it's going to be. I tried to call you, but you won't pick it up. I don't understand. I'm just afraid I'm really confused. But I guess I could sing it anyways. there it goes. I just come to say I love you. Yes, I do. I just come to say how much I cared for you. Oh, yes, 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 I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I hope that put some of the warmth in your heart again. Okay, I got them to go do stuff. I love you.
Oh wow! You've made it to this point. You're still listening. That's pretty impressive. Good effort on your part. Maybe that reflects nicely on me, or sadly on me, I guess, if you're not hearing this. But if you're not hearing this, you wouldn't be able to tell. But we're all golden, aren't we? Yes, we are. And for sticking around for me a little bit today, I have a real special present for you. This is from Flight of the Conchords, which I hadn't seen before last night. I was sitting around messing on the website. I've spent so many hours working on the website and working on getting the Skype stuff set up and researching cell phones and all this crap. I've just had the TV on in the background, and this Flight of the Conchord show is on HBO. And these guys start singing this song, and it was just brilliant. So I thought we'd close out the show with this. Enjoy, and hopefully I'll talk to you sooner rather than later.
If you want me to, I can hang around with you if I only knew that's what you're into.
You and him, him and you, if that's what you're into. Him hanging round, around you, you're hanging round, yeah, you're there too.
And if you want me to, I will take off all my clothes for you. I'll take off all my clothes for you if that's what you're into.
How about him in the nude if that's what you're into? In the nude in front of you, is that what you'd want to view?
If it's cool with you, I'll let you get naked too. It could be a dream come true, providing that's what you are into.
Is that what you're into? Him and you in the nude, that's what he's prepared to do. Is that the kind of thing that you think you might be into?
And then maybe later, we'll get hot by the refrigerator, in the kitchen next to the pantry. You think that might be what you fancy?
In the buff, being rude, doing stuff with the food, getting lewd with his food. We heard that's what you are into.
Then on our next date, well, you could bring your roommate. I don't know if Stu is keen to, but if you want, we could double team you.
How about you and two dudes, him, you, and Stu, in the nude, being lewd with two dudes with food? Well, that's if Stu's into it too.
All the things I do for you, if I only knew that's what you're into.